Hello, I am Farha Khan. This is Prof Talk. Iona Pacific Interreligious Center at the Vancouver School of Theology is a center that seeks to discover, model, and disseminate best practices in interreligious cooperation while addressing local and global issues. Iona Pacific came into being in 2009 when its founding director, Dr. Robert Daum, brought a vision to create a center where education and praxis meet. Its focus is simple: research and teaching informs social action projects, and social action projects inform research and teaching. Its goals encompass education and advocacy, social action, dialogue, and leadership development. Dr. Robert Daum has been an associate professor of rabbinic literature and Jewish thought for many years, and throughout his career, he has been active in interreligious initiatives and educational administration. He's my guest today on Prof Talk, and he joins me now live in the CITR studio. Thank you, Robert, for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
Let's begin with talking about how Iona Pacific Interreligious Center came into being. Why did you feel it was important to create such a center?
I should say that Iona Pacific was the vision of the Board of Governors and the faculty of Vancouver School of Theology, which has been on this campus for several decades and is already a multi-denominational theological institution. VST went through a restructuring a few years ago and created three centers under one roof. One of them is the center that houses the traditional work of Christian theological education. That's the Center for Christian Leadership. The other is the Indigenous Studies Center, which comes out of the deep relationships with over 40 First Nations throughout this part of the continent, with ties to Indigenous communities around the world. And the third is the newest center, Iona Pacific. I have the privilege and the pleasure of being the founding director, and of course I've had an opportunity to be a part of developing the vision and implementing the vision in ways that might not have been anticipated fully when the center was launched, as is the case with many interesting ideas. But it is very much an expression of the marriage of learning and engagement with society that has been a hallmark of Vancouver School of Theology for a number of years.
So tell us about the center. What kind of initiatives is your center currently involved in? What are the kind of academic programs that you offer?
Sure. We work in three domains. We work in the area of research and teaching. We work in emerging youth leadership, and we work on community initiatives. And as you alluded to in your introduction, they feed off of each other, and they produce newer and deeper ways of engaging the issues in each of the three. So in the area of teaching and scholarship, it's really quite exciting. We have two new degrees in Indigenous and Interreligious Studies, a master's and a Master of Theology, a more advanced degree, that we provide in partnership with our Indigenous Studies Center under the umbrella of VST. The Indigenous content is guided by Indigenous elders, so it is rooted in the Indigenous communities. It's a fascinating initiative because of the juxtapositioning of different ways of knowing, different epistemologies, and overlapping and very different approaches to the world among the various religious traditions. So students could specialize in either the study of Judaism, Islam, Christianity, or First Nations spirituality, and at the same time have the opportunity through an integrative seminar to learn about theory, method, and content in the other areas that students in those other areas are working on. We also invite visiting scholars, ranging from, our Critical Conversations series that is underway now is really quite exciting. We brought a professor from New York University, Elliot Wolfson, who's a world leader in research in Jewish mysticism. We brought him in partnership with UBC's Classical Near Eastern and Religious Studies Department, where I also hold an adjunct appointment. We brought him in, and he gave a series of presentations on mysticism, which were quite wonderful. And then we're bringing in on November 8th, 9th, and 10th, one of the leading thinkers in the area of Mediterranean studies, the Euro-Arab dialogue, professor of Arabic and Islamic thought at the University of Sevilla in Spain, Emilio González Ferín, author of the standard study, The History of Al-Andalus. That's in partnership with Green College at UBC, with the Center for the Comparative Study of Muslim Societies and Cultures at Simon Fraser University, with the Faculty of Creative and Critical Studies at UBC's Okanagan campus, and our own Iona Pacific Interreligious Center. This past summer, we sponsored our first international conference, which we hosted with those same institutions, the conference was looking at scriptures in medieval Iberia, Jewish, Muslim, and Christian encounters around sacred text. And that was in partnership with additional institutions, the leading research center in the history of the Spanish language in Spain, the University of La Rioja, and we brought in scholars from the United States, from Canada, and from Spain. We had simultaneous translation from Spanish into English with wireless headsets and so on. It was really quite exciting. In March, we're bringing to this campus, under the principal sponsorship of the Morris Wask Center for Dialogue at Simon Fraser University, one of the leading writers on religion in the world today, Karen Armstrong. She was awarded the TED Prize, founder of the Charter of Compassion, and a driving force behind the movement worldwide to encourage cities and other institutions to become more compassionate. She'll be here in March for 12 days. And as a part of that visit, we at Iona Pacific have the opportunity to bring here to the UBC campus Karen Armstrong for a full-day conference, principally for post-secondary students. It'll be very, very exciting, and that'll be an opportunity to engage in a conversation about where compassion can be found and how it can be nurtured more productively in religion by bringing together students from universities all over the region to engage in that conversation. There also will be Karen Armstrong book clubs that'll be forming on this campus. So students who read her book, 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life, and engage in that process will have an opportunity to register to attend some of those events with Karen Armstrong. And then in April and May, the end of April, for 2 days, we're bringing probably the most important scholar writing in the English language today on the Hebrew Bible, the First Testament, Robert Alter from the University of California at Berkeley. So that series is the kind of thing we do in the scholarship area. For the area of youth leadership development, we have a dynamic youth team of UBC students, Iona Pacific Youth. The co-leaders of that team are a student in the School of Nursing and a student at the Sauder School of Business. And it's a wonderful dynamic group that works with other students to co-create solutions to critical local and global issues, particularly in hands-on projects, like working with folks to raise funds for malaria nets, like working together to find more welcoming ways to help to bring refugees and immigrants into our Canadian society. Other sorts of initiatives that they've been engaged in were microcredit challenge they did last year to raise funds for an African youth entrepreneurship organization through an auction. So that's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for students to engage with other students across ethno-religious lines that too many students don't seek out and find opportunities to cross, so that we can learn to work together and learn together more productively as in Canada. And then the third area is community initiatives, and we have some really exciting projects there. One of them is led by our postdoctoral fellow, Rosa Sevi, and it's a project working with mothers across religious boundaries who have in common children of a similar age, and it's been just a tremendous program. And in addition to that, we have a media project partnership with the Daniel Pearl Foundation, for which we've done a lot of research in collaboration with scholars at the Lew Institute for Global Issues, folks in critical media studies, and others, to try to develop ways to promote critical thinking about international conflicts. That's just some of what we're engaged in.
You have a diverse academic background. You completed a BA in political science many years ago, an MA in Hebrew literature, and then later a PhD in Near Eastern studies. But earlier in your career, you also were ordained as a rabbi. And so in what ways has your own spiritual background influenced the kind of work you're currently doing today?
It's a really great question. One of the One of the aspects of my work that I think is so helpful is to be able to recognize the sum of the complexity of what it is to be a human being in the world. We are not only physical beings, we're not only cognitive beings, we are also people who feel, people who perceive, who sense, people who have a desire, many of us, to be able to understand, to make meaning out of being a human being, people who have a sense of history. We are living in a world in which there are people who have needs that are far more extreme or critical than our own. And many of us, I think, at this stage in human history, are feeling a sense of urgency about the scale of problems that we face as human beings. Old approaches of working in isolation, working within our kind of silo effect. We recognize here in the academy at a great research university like UBC, and certainly in theological education, this is very much the case today. We recognize the importance of interdisciplinarity, of multidisciplinarity, of being familiar with and connecting with scholars who are making advances in other fields that might be relevant. Likewise, human beings and societies are multifaceted, and we need at this time in our history, I believe, to find ways to build new relationships, to reach out to the ancestral guardians of these lands, the Musqueam Nation here on this campus, with the Coast Salish peoples, the people who have been here for many, many generations, and learn from their wisdom traditions. We need to find ways to draw on the deep resources of the wisdom traditions in Muslim societies and cultures, in various Christian civilizations, and in Jewish tradition, in Buddhism, in Hinduism, in Sikhism, and on and on and on, because we cannot address in a critically effective way the intellectual challenges, and certainly not the social challenges that we face as a planet, unless we find ways to work together more intentionally, more respectfully, more creatively, and ultimately, I think, more productively. So because I worked in a community where I was engaged with folks from birth to death, as it were, and had the opportunity to work across religious boundaries, I started doing that very early in my rabbinate. It naturally lent itself to that kind of focus in my academic work. And I've always been interested in finding ways to engage the research, the learning and teaching, and work in the community. And I learn a great deal from the engagement in the community that helps to enrich my research and my teaching.
What is your goal at Iona Pacific, since it's only been 2 years since its inauguration? What is your ultimate goal, Robert?
My ultimate goal is for people who take religion seriously and who take seriously the challenge of seeking to discover resources within religious traditions to address critical issues, and who are interested in learning about the ways in which religious cultures have coexisted and have been entangled with each other and have been a part of the very complex, multi-layered fabric of what has brought us to this time in our history, that those people will want to work with us, so that folks in the Muslim community will look at Iona Pacific and say, this is my center. People in the Christian community will say, this is my center. Folks in the Jewish community, First Nations, Sikhs, Hindus, Buddhist community, et cetera, that they will see this as a place where they can come together and engage with community leaders, with scholars, and with emerging student leaders more quickly across lines, across boundaries, in order to be able to move in a direction that is healthier for our planet and for our local community as well.
So how can people in the local community, whether they're UBC students or whether they are faculty members or the general public, how can they get involved with Iona Pacific?
That's a great question. For students on campus who would like to engage with Iona Pacific Youth, the way to do that is to send an email to ipyouth@ionapacific.ca. It's just ipyouth@ionapacific.ca. Others could send an email to info@ionapacific.ca or simply look at our website, ionapacific.ca. Not surprisingly, .ca, and come to our events, get on our mailing list, and you will meet scholars from around the world, scholars locally, community leaders, and students who are serious about learning about ways in which the challenges that religion poses and the great resources and strengths that religion offers to the human struggle to survive and to thrive in a way that is more in harmony with our planet and with each other. So there are lots of ways to get engaged in particular projects, come to a lecture, attend a workshop. And if you're interested and you have ideas about something that you think might be appealing to us, please do let us know. We have had a really wonderful opportunities to engage with research centers and scholars in Europe, in China, with government folks in the government at the federal, provincial, and city level. We're really grateful to the province of BC and the government of Canada through their Embrace BC program that has provided support for our project program with mothers. We've benefited from grants from foundations in the United States, here in Canada. We have some wonderful projects underway. So if you're someone who's interested in working in a multidisciplinary way as a researcher, as a student, or you want to roll up your sleeves and get engaged in some hands-on activities with emerging youth leaders or tap into work being done in some of the wonderful community organizations with which we have the opportunity to work, please do let us know. One thing that's interesting to point out is that we are we're supported by the administrative structure of Vancouver School of Theology. They launched us, they created us, but we have the challenge and the responsibility to become self-sustaining. In order to do that, and in order to create a center that really is representative of and guided by the various community stakeholders around us, we've created an advisory council that consists of First Nations leaders, Muslim community leaders, Jewish community leaders, Christian community leaders, and we will be growing to beyond the so-called Abrahamic traditions as well. Of course, that's where our research strengths were to begin with, and certainly the three Abrahamic faiths have had a long and complex and not always easy history. So that's where we started with, of course, our First Nations partners on whose lands we sit and whose wisdom traditions we know too little. But we will be growing beyond that initial base. So there's also a program committee that consists of that diverse range of folks. So there are many, many ways to connect with us, and we'd love to hear from you.
I'd like to ask you about what you're currently doing at SFU, because it does relate to this work, and I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, this is really exciting. We co-developed a course this semester, which is offered at the world-renowned Maurice Wask Center for Dialogue at Simon Fraser University. There was an article in the Globe and Mail a month ago that was addressing in a pretty tough way some of the challenges that research universities are facing in the area of undergraduate education. It's a complex problem. And the undergraduate semester in dialogue at SFU, which is open to some UBC students every year, changes its theme every semester. And there are wonderful programs here at UBC that also do some of this kind of work. The formula at SFU is really quite fascinating, and it's an opportunity to learn about dialogue as a way of being in the world, engaging in the workplace and in various issues, particularly in the public square. So I'm one of three teachers in this course that we developed together with the WASC Center, with Iona Pacific, over the last 18 months. So I bring religion to the table, as it were. The other instructor is the academic director of the WASC Center for Dialogue, Dr. Mark Winston, who is probably the world's leading bee and pollen scientist. Some of you may have seen him putting a bee beard on Rick Mercer on the Rick Mercer Report a couple of years ago. And the third instructor is a wonderful educational and analytical philosopher named Hee-Soon Bai. She's in the Faculty of Education at SFU. And together, the three of us are facilitating this course, which is entitled Religion, Spirituality, Contemplative Inquiry, and Social Action. And there are 16 students in it, a grad student at SFU, 12 undergraduates from across the disciplines, and then three students from Iona Pacific and Vancouver School of Theology. And the student projects are engaged in the world, in the real world, in the city. There will be a public dialogue. There will be an analysis of the ways in which a particular religious organization in the community is addressing a critical social issue. There will be individual projects. It's really a phenomenal opportunity. It's 5 days a week, 9 to 5 for the students, although they're not sitting in chairs, of course. They're out in the city doing all kinds of amazing things. And there will be another semester of that next term. It's the 23rd time that SFU has done this. And what I love about it is that it's pushing me to rethink the way I approach teaching. I've always been engaged in teaching in an experiential way, that is experiential education. I think students teach students best. They learn from each other. We all say that, and many of us do that in the classroom. But I think the WASC Center is really a world leader in this model, and that's why the Globe and Mail singled them out for the great strengths. And as I said, there are many programs here on this UBC campus that are also really exceptional in terms of the innovative ways they're addressing the undergraduate experience. But I'm thrilled to have this opportunity this fall at SFU.
That's great. Well, thank you, Robert. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, and best of luck with all of these incredible initiatives.
Thank you, Farha.
This is Prof Talk on UBC CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and via live web streaming on CITR.ca. I've just been speaking with Dr. Robert Daum from the Iona Pacific Interreligious Center, located in the Vancouver School of Theology, which is situated right here on the UBC campus. For more details about the center, please visit www.ionapacific.ca. If you would like to hear an audio or video podcast of this show, please visit proftalk.ubc.ca or email us at prof.talk@ubc.ca. I'm going to end today's show with some flamenco music by Paco de Lucia. I am Farha Khan. Thank you for listening today.
La gitanita bailando ya, tango a compás. La fiesta ya se acaba y el arma se cae.